It's Sunday, the 5th of August, 4:18 a.m. We're at the Sebel Hotel post Adam's birthday gathering. And Adam is enlightening us as to the personal histories of various esteemed cult leaders. Although he's stopped now, which is annoying because that's why I actually started the recording. He's taking a break. I'm trying to keep track of... No, this is going to require some heavy editing. This is not... I just texted Nada because it's her birthday today. She's 21. And I'll probably call her later. Kelly and Nathan may be coming here. It's very luxurious. We've got this balcony, beautiful view of the city, surrounded by buildings. We've got an ensuite. You know, it's basically just like being at Adam's house, except we're not actually at Adam's house, which he has sadly sold. Terrible tragedy. Never got to say goodbye to fucking Adam's house.
No one did.
Should have had some kind of farewell. Fucking, you know, end of an era, seriously. In any case.
How did I get out of bed for this?
Sorry? What's happened over here? Many details of Kibwetari's life, and especially death, remain unclear. What is known is that he came from a strongly pious Catholic background and was likely wealthy by Ugandan standards. The second idea comes from the fact he ran for political office in 1980 and had enough land to donate for a school of his own design. The Catholic school he founded and led was apparently Orthodox, and at that point he had a positive image in the community. In 1960, he married a woman who would prove to outlive him. The Uganda he lived in suffered from both religious and political upheaval, which likely influenced him, the strongest of which may have been religious movements that emphasized miracles and Marian apparitions. In 1984, he claimed to be experiencing sightings of the Virgin Mary. This vision had been brought to him by Credonia something something. Around 1989, he came into contact with a woman named Credonia, Mwadini, a prostitute who claimed that she was looking to repent for her sins. She had a background of claimed experiences dating back further than Kibwetri. Credonia claimed that she could see the Virgin Mary when looking at a stone on the mountains, and so on and so forth. Everyone's trying to solve my strange sliding panel Hellraiser box, and it's more difficult. Everyone thinks, oh yeah, this will be easy, but it's not. This audio is going to be completely useless. I really just wanted to capture Adam reading about the cult leaders, and that finished. So, but you know, at least we've tried. At least we've tried to document the occasion. You know, we tried. Surely that's worth something. Good evening.